Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 20th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 121 years ago, today in 1903, Barney Oldfield, known as the Speed King, became a legend and made history by driving the first gas-powered car to 60 miles per hour, achieving the first mile-per-minute speed. Oldfield's thrilling races, often in Henry Ford's 999, captivated audiences with their danger and excitement. Despite the risks, he dominated the racing scene for a decade, setting numerous records and becoming a symbol of the car-crazy era. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's mostly cloudy and feels like 74 degrees with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:24 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 84 and west wind around 8 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 66. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 11 o'clock a.m. with the low tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be sunny and hot with a high near 97 and southwest wind 7 to 9 mile per hour. Thursday will be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 99. Friday has a chance of showers after 1 p.m. with a high near 92. There is a chance of showers on Saturday and Saturday night with a high near 85. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Boston radio legend Matt Siegel, known as Matty in the Morning, has been inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Siegel, a fixture on KISS 108 for over 40 years, expressed his gratitude on social media, thanking his loyal listeners. After retiring in 2022, the show was rebranded as Billy and Lisa in the Morning. Siegel's induction honors his significant impact on radio, alongside other notable inductees such as Lorianne Crook, Charlie Chase, and James Jaron. The ceremony will be held on September 19th in Nashville. Now on to sports. Charlie Woods, son of Tiger Woods, qualified for the U.S. Junior Amateur Championship after finishing first at a qualifier in Coral Springs, Florida, with a 1-under-71. Overcoming a challenging start, Charlie finished strong, securing his spot among four golfers. Expressing his excitement, Charlie looks forward to competing at the historic Oakland Hills. Following in his father's footsteps, he joins a prestigious field in a significant achievement for any 15-year-old golfer. The U.S. Junior Amateur will take place from July 22nd to 27th at Oakland Hills Country Club. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Blue Jays 7-3. First sweep of the season. And tonight, the Sox are off. They're headed to Cincinnati to play a 3-game series with the Reds starting Friday night. In top news, for over 180 years, carbohydrates have been misunderstood and often feared. Nutritionist Catherine Metzeler notes that many men experience guilt over eating carbs. Historically, carbs have been unfairly blamed for various health issues, from obesity to diabetes. However, recent research reveals their importance for a long, healthy life. Avoiding carbs can be harmful, linking low-carb diets to increased cardiovascular risks. Understanding the diverse types of carbohydrates, their nutritional value, and avoiding overgeneralization is key to appreciating their role in a balanced diet. In business news, NVIDIA has recently become the world's most valuable company, surpassing Microsoft, thanks to a surge in its share price driven by the boom in artificial intelligence. The company, known for its advanced chips essential for AI and data centers, has seen its value grow dramatically, with a 3,000% increase over the past 5 years. Investors are drawn to NVIDIA due to its impressive financial performance, such as a first quarter revenue of $26 billion, and its crucial role in AI development. However, investing now poses risks. NVIDIA's share price is at an all-time high, and there's pressure for continuous exceptional performance. Moreover, potential regulatory issues and energy concerns related to AI could affect its future growth. Investing in NVIDIA could be rewarding, but it's essential to consider the risks of buying at a market peak. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $65,000. Ethereum is $3,500. And Solana is $134. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple Intelligence, set to launch with iOS 18, promises to revolutionize how users interact with their iPhones, Macs, and iPads through advanced AI features. A recent study identifies the most likely popular use cases for these new tools. Enhanced text and email composition will benefit from advanced language and writing capabilities, while creating custom emojis, or Genmoji, could become a hit among texters. Additionally, an overhauled Siri will improve web browsing and search, and new photo editing features will offer seamless, smart editing. These innovations aim to significantly enhance everyday user experiences. Entertainment news. Sony Pictures Entertainment has acquired Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, the popular theater chain, known for its dine-in service and unique atmosphere. Founded in 1997 in Austin, Texas, Alamo Drafthouse has grown to 35 locations across North America. Sony's acquisition includes the genre film festival, Fantastic Fest. Alamo Drafthouse founder Tim Leake expressed excitement about the partnership, emphasizing Sony's respect for cinema. This move aligns with Sony's broader experiential initiatives and marks a significant development in the post-Paramount consent decrees era, allowing studios to own theaters once again. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the winner of 82 PGA tournaments, Tiger Woods. And he said, "People don't understand that when I grew up, I was never the most talented. I was never the biggest. I was never the fastest. I certainly was never the strongest. The only thing I had was my work ethic, and that's been what has gotten me this far." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.